哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上的讲题是巴兰的错谬。
And this evening, the topic for sharing is the error of Balaam.
我们每个人都有用电脑或者是打密码的这个经验。
And many of us have the experience of using either a computer or iPad.
如果你用电脑的时候，或者是输入任何的密码的时候。
Anything that you enter as a password through the computer.
如果你按错了。
If you miss something,
哪怕只是差一个字一个号码。
If you have missed just one single letter or a digit,
那荧幕就会出现一个字，就是 error， 就错误。
And then very quickly you will see there's a window prompted that this is an error that you have entered.
哇，如果用很久以前用过电脑的人，你会知道以前的电脑呢，不像今天这样很多的视窗按是要打指令进去的。
And from long time ago, where we still have the DOS system, we have to do commands first before we enter any password.
那如果你的指令打错了，也会出现 error， 就是错了，错了就不能再下去了。
And as soon as you made a mistake on your password, there will be an error message that follows.
那如果遇到这样的情况，你一定要把这个错误的地方找出来。
So if there is such an error that appears, that you have to quickly find out what it is.
不然你要一直按，一直在重复，也是会得到一样的回答。
You could have been entering the same password as you did, but you keep on getting this error message.
但是圣经说啊，有一些人呢，他们虽然有错误，但是一直在他的错误当中呢来直奔。
And the Bible does mention about some characters where they make errors repeatedly.
我们看新约的犹大书。
Let's turn to New Testament, the book of Jude.
就是最后第二卷，就是启示录之前的，就是犹大书。
It's the book right before Revelation, the book of Jude.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十一节。
And also verse 11.
犹大书十一节。
Verse 11.
他们有祸了，因为走在该隐的道路。又未立往巴兰的错谬里直奔。
Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perish in the rebellion of Korah.
圣经啊，是一本很诚实的书。
The Bible is a book of honesty.
它会把人的成功跟失败都记载得很清楚。
Every failure and success of man has been recorded in the Bible.
当然，圣经里面所记载的很多都是敬拜神，甚至为神工作的人。
Of course, in the Bible, it records many things about how people worship God.
但是，是不是每一个信神的人，或者是为神工作的人，到最后都是成功的呢？
But are we saying that every single person who have served the Lord in the past were they considered as successful or a failure?
事实上。告诉我们不少在圣经当中有很多的失败者。
As a matter of fact, the Bible mentioned many examples of failures.
虽然他们有认识神啊。
Even though they know God.
但是他们的人生到最后也是一个错误。
But their life has ended in mistake and also failure.
不是神不好。
It is not that God was not good.
而是他们信了神之后却没有改变。
But rather, after they believe in the Lord, they did not change at all.
这里就有一个人叫做巴兰。
Over here, there's a character by the name of Balaam.
他往自己的错谬一直的往前奔走。
So he keep on walking this path of error.
我们知道一个人如果走错了方向。
We know that for a person who has been traveling to the wrong direction.
你再努力再跑快也没有用。
You could have been striving forward all you can, but it's useless.
但是巴兰这个人呢，他就一直往错误的方向去跑。
And this person, Balaam, kept on striving forward towards the wrong direction.
那我们今天就来看一看。
So today we'd like to take a look at this.
到底他错在哪里？
So what is the kind of error that he has made?
有没有可能我们也有一样的错误？
Could it be possible that we, at times, make similar kind of error in our lives?
那首先我们来看看巴兰的他是一个什么的人。
So let's look at what kind of person Balaam was.
他曾经被称为一个先知。
So he has been called as a prophet upon a time.
我们看彼得后书的第二章。
Please turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
15节。
Verse 15.
彼得后书二章十五节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 15.
他们离弃正路，就走差的，随从比尔自知巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工家的先知。16节。
Verse 16.
他却为自己的过犯受了责备，那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。So
they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey, speaking with a man's voice, restrained the madness of the prophet.
这里告诉我们, 巴兰原来可以说是一个先知。
And Balaam was at one point considered as a prophet.
这旧约来说啊, 所谓的先知, 就是他们可以从神那边听到一些讯息告诉别人。
The definition of a prophet in the Old Testament means that someone who get a message from God and to disseminate to other people.
还有呢,先知所讲的话呢,都会应验的。
And also the words of prophet will all be realized.
如果这个先知祝福你,你就得到祝福了。
If this prophet were to bless you, and you will get the blessing.
如果这个先知咒诅你,不好的事情就会在你身上发生。
On the other hand, if the prophet were to say something bad on you, bad things will happen to you.
还有呢,先知本身呢,他跟神呢,跟这个灵界,跟看不见的神呢,有一定能够沟通的方法跟交流。
And also, spiritually, there's a way for these prophets to communicate with God, communicate with God.
我们知道地位越高的人,你越不能直接跟他接近。
We know that a person of higher status is more difficult for us to reach.
没有错,你每天在报纸上都看到总理,但是你没有办法直接打电话给他。
It is true that we read news about our prime minister on the newspaper, but we just cannot talk to him very easily.
地位越高的人,你越透过他的助手,一层一层的障碍,你才能够把信息给他。
And the higher the status of a person, the more hurdles that you have to go through in order to communicate with him.
那在旧约的时候，神是至高的。
In the Old Testament, God is the highest.
一般百姓没有办法直接亲近神，直接听到神讲话。
And people in general, they cannot reach God. They have to listen to the words of prophets.
一定要透过特定的人，这些人就称为先知。
It is only through specific people who has been assigned to speak to them.
所以巴兰就是有这种的特性在他身上。
That's the reason why Balaam do have this kind of attribute.
他本身不是以色列人。
And he was not an Israelite himself.
但是他在那个地区里面是出了名的，他跟神耶和华有某些的沟通。
But in that area alone, he is the one that is famous for a person who can communicate with God.
我们看民数记的22章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 22.
民数记的22章。
Numbers 22.
民数记的22章第6节。
Numbers 22 verse 5.
民数记22章的第5节。
Chapter 22 verse 5.
22章5节，他差遣使者往大河那边的比多去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本相那里，照巴兰来说，有一众民从埃及出来，遮满地面和与我相对。第6节。Verse 6。这民比我强盛，现在求你为我咒诅他们，或者我能够打胜攻打他们，赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福，谁咒得福；你咒诅谁，谁咒受咒诅。
We could see that Balaam was famous.
他为谁祝福，谁得祝福。
So whom he blessed will be blessed.
他咒诅谁，谁就受咒诅。
And whom he cursed is cursed.
所以当时候，这个摩亚人呢，他们听到以色列百姓在他们的身边的时候呢，他们很害怕。
So in those days when Moab heard that Israelites were right beside them, they were afraid.
因为以色列人有神的同在啊。
Because Israelites do have the abidance of God.
去哪里打仗都打赢。
Anywhere they fight for, they will always win.
那摩亚人就害怕了，那我们怎么才可以跟他打呢？
So as Moabite, how can we overcome them?
那如果用正面的手法，可能打不赢。
If we try to confront them, there will be no way of us winning.
不如我们请一个有名的先知替我们。 咒诅以色列百姓，说不定他们咒会遇到不好的事，就不能来攻打我们呢。
What about hiring this prophet to curse Israelites so that they will be having no way of defeating us?
所以他们就想到当时最有名的、最灵验的、跟神有某一些关系的这个先知巴兰。
That's the reason why they thought of this famous prophet, Balaam, who has the power to communicate with God.
好，那故事的背景就是这样。
And this is the backdrop of the story.
好了，那巴兰听到他们说话呢，就说了。
So when Balaam heard what they have said, then he said.
我们来看的第六、第七节。
Let's read verse 6 and 7.
七节。
Verse 7.
摩亚的长老和米甸的长老手里拿着过金到了巴兰那里，将巴勒的话都告诉了他。第八节
，Verse 8，
巴兰说：“你们今夜在这里住宿，我必照耶和华所晓谕我的回报你们。”那摩亚的侍臣就在巴兰那里住下来了。那从这里看到，真的巴兰是认识耶和华的。
So that we know that Balaam was a person who knows the Lord.
他不是一个只拜偶像的人。
He's not a person, he's not an idol worshipping person.
他知道，如果这件事情得到成功的话，一定要问耶和华，这是旧约时候神的称呼，可不可以成全，可不可以成功。
And he will always ask the answers from God, whether he should do such and such a thing.
所以他们说，他说，你们今天晚上不要走，等我跟耶和华，这是旧约的神啊，问。可不可以?
And that's the reason why he asked them to stay over so that he can talk to God.
那神就回答了。
Then God answered him.
第十二节。
Over at verse 12.
神就对巴兰说，你不可以同他们去，也不可以咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
And God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them, you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.
那神的回答很清楚啊。
The answer from God was very clear.
你不单止不可以咒诅。
Not only you cannot curse them,
连去都不可以。
You cannot even go there.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为那些民是蒙福的，是有福气的。
Simply because those people were blessed.
为什么他们有福气?
And why did they have all the blessings from God?
因为他们是万军之耶和华，这选民啊。
Because they are the chosen people of God.
所以你当然不能咒诅他们了。
Now of course,you can never curse them.
早上你跟老板说可不可以修理这个人，老板说他是我儿子啊，你敢修理他？你没有搞错。
And just like you were asking your boss to actually beat up his son, will he say yes?
你跟老板说这个员工不好，可不可以炒他？老板说是我儿子啊，你敢动他？
And maybe you propose to your boss saying that you should fire this guy, maybe that happens to be his son.
你问都不应该问了，这是我儿子。
You shouldn't even be asking in the first place because that is the son of boss.
你以前不知道就算了，现在已经告诉你了，不单止不可以咒诅，连去都不可以。
So it's okay if you didn't know in the past, but now I'm telling you, so you should not go.
神就是很清楚。
God was very clear.
有些时候他避免我们遇到一些不必要的挣扎。
At times, he's trying to prevent us from going through any
struggle.
Not only he will ask you not to do it, not even to go there.
譬如说,
take for instance,
有一些不好的地方,
there are some places that's very bad for
你祷告,
us to go.
神啊, 我去看一看而已, 我不跟他们做一样的事。
Then you pray to God, oh Lord, can I just go there and take a look? I'm not going to do the same thing as they do.
我去酒吧可不可以？我不喝酒，我喝果汁。
Can I go to the bar and then not having wine, but instead I have juice?
我去朋友的那种派对，但是我不抽大麻，我抽香烟，可以吗？
And can I go to one of my friend's party? I will not do any dope, but however, I'll just smoke. Is that all right?
我不抽烟，我vaping可以吗？
Or maybe if I don't smoke, I just vape. Is that okay?
现在人很多的问题，我去，但是我不这样做，可以吗？
These people, these days have all kinds of questions about these.
神是很清楚的。
And God is very clear.
为了保护你，不必要的挣扎，不必要的犯罪的机会。
In order for yourself to avoid all these kind of struggles.
神就告诉巴兰了，不单止不可以咒诅，连去都不可以。
Not only the Lord asked Balaam not to curse the people.He asked him not to go.
好了，那巴兰，我们就看十三节，他就起来了。
So over at verse 13, Balaam got up.
巴兰早晨起来，对巴勒的侍臣说：“你们回本地去吧，因为耶和华不容我与你们同去。”
So Balaam arose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go back to your land, for the Lord has refused to give me permission to go with you."
如果你只看这个回答了，觉得巴兰好像很顺服啊。
So if you just look at this answer alone, it seems that Balaam was very submissive.
但是人的心里面最底层的那个动机啊，不是那么容易浮现出来。
But then the actual motive inside of one's heart, the deepest side of the heart is very difficult to be revealed.
就好像有些东西呢埋在地土地下面一尺，你一下一挖就出来了；有一些呢，你要挖5尺、6尺才出来。
Take for instance, if something were to be buried a foot under the ground, it would be easier to recover than those that have been buried 5 to 6 feet down the ground.
结果呢，摩亚人呢，再派另外一批人，这次再派更多的钱跟尊贵的人来求他咒诅以色列人。So
then the Moabs, they sent even more people, they sent even more rewards to give to Balaam.
我们看巴兰怎么说了。
So let's see what Balaam said.
18节,
over at verse 18.
巴兰回答巴勒的臣仆说：“巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，我行事大小、大事小事也不得越过耶和华我的神。”Then
Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of Lord my God to do less or more."
19节,
Verse 19.
现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我知道耶和华还要对我说什么。Now,
therefore, please, you also stay here tonight that I may know what more the Lord will say to me.
如果我们只读第18节啊, 哇，觉得这个巴兰这个人，这实在是够忠心的，不敢越过神的教训啊。If
you were to just read verse 18 alone, you probably thought that this person is so devoted and faithful to the Lord.
甚至他很大声说：“你就算把你全家的金银都给我啊，我得不可能越过耶和华的一步啊。”And
he said it so loudly, "If you were to even give me full house of silver and gold, I could not accept it because of Lord."
但是呢，你听一个人讲话呢，不能只听一半。
But if you listen to someone talk, you cannot just listen to one side of it.
你要听完他讲完。
You have to listen to the full conversation.
往往他隐藏的心思呢，会在下半句露了狐狸的尾巴出来。
More than often, the hidden intention always recovers at the latter part of the communication.
如果他18节讲完就赶他们走了，那就没事了。
So if he were to say everything in verse 18 and just ask them to leave, then everything concludes.
但是巴兰说，等一下好，你们先不要回去，我今天晚上再祷告看看，看看神呢有没有跟我讲。But
then instead, Balaam said, "Now therefore, please, you also stay here tonight, that I may know what more the Lord will say to me."
这个咒显出他心里面最想要的是什么？
This is telling us what actually Balaam wants
嘴巴的,
in his heart.
嘴巴的说得很好，你金银的我都不要了。
On his lips, he could say that he just doesn't want those full house of silver and gold.
其实他的眼睛早就看到，哇，这一次来的礼物比上一次更多。我上一次已经损失了，这一次那么多，再损失。
But you know what? He has already saw those plentiful of those treasures. It's more than the first time around.
但是他也不敢讲出来说，其实我很想去。
But the fact that he just cannot say it loudly that I want to go so much.
人有两种，一种就是很笨的，心里面想什么就讲什么。
So there are two kinds of people, one of which is more stupid than the other, which is to say whatever they think.
这种人不会掩盖。
And this kind of people never hide themselves.
我很爱钱，我很爱钱，最好钱越多越好。
No, I love money. I want the more the better.
哇，我喜欢这个漂亮的东西。
I love all this beautiful thing.
好，你说出来，大家知道你。
And you know what? When you say it, people know you.
大家当然有人要会容易看不起别人嘛。
Of course, it's very easy to look down upon others.
但是第二种人呢？
But second kind of people.
他就是心中其实没有那么好，但是他表现出来要好像很好。
Even though inside of their heart wasn't that good, but they present themselves as a good person.
这个就是巴兰的错误的第一点。And
this is the first step when Balaam made this mistake.
他心中最底层那个动机其实是不对的。The
deepest part of his heart is actually bad.
他表面上是做了为了神做工，或者是替神祝福人，或者是替神传信息。
On the surface, it seems that he's working on behalf of the Lord to pass word for the Lord or give blessings to the people. But what he emphasized the most is all those silver and gold that people brought for him. He could have been saying that even though you were to give me all the silver and gold, I could not go against the Lord.
但是人很奇怪哦。
But you find that as human, it's just very strange.
当一个人特别强调说我很看不起这种东西，我不想要这种东西的时候，往往他心里面 特别喜欢这种东西。
When a person may say that I really don't like this kind of thing, I really hate this kind of thing, but perhaps it just suggests that he really liked those things.
有人说，哎呀，我看清一切的富贵荣华了。
You know, there are people saying that, you know, I just, you know, have seen enough of wealth.
哎呀，这就是虚名而已了，虚名而已了。
All those are just flimsiness.
哎嘿，怎么可以得到？
Then he turned around and asked, "How can I get them?"
哎，这个就是人心里面最底那个动机，有时候的会浮出来。
You know, the deepest motive in a man can sometimes be revealed unknowingly.
从哪一句话我们可以知道
？And from which statement that we found out?
等我今天晚上再问一下耶和华。
When Balaam says that I would find out tonight what more the Lord will say to me.
这句话就显出来了。
This word actually shows his motive.
神讲话是不会改变的。
The Lord never changes his position.
昨天跟你讲不可以，今天不会改变，变成可以。
And the Lord said no yesterday, and today he will not change it to an yes.
那为什么他会想等待他神改变
？But why did he want the Lord to change?
因为他的心不正。
Because his heart wasn't right.
他嘴巴讲得很好听，但是心是不正的。
And on his lips were sounding so well, but yet his heart was just not right.
这种人神其实看得很清楚。
And the Lord can really see through this kind of people.
所以这个是巴兰第一个错误。
This is the first mistake of Balaam.
他的心在神面前不正。
His heart in front of the Lord wasn't right.
当一个人，如果一个罪人来到神的面前，神可以接纳他。
When a sinner comes before the Lord God will accept him.
你再多的软弱，神也可以怜悯你，帮助你，赦免你。
Regardless of the multitude of sinfulness and weakness that you may have, the Lord will still accept.
但是如果我们来到神面前啊，那个心呢是歪的。
But then, if you come before the Lord with a unrightful heart,
本来你好像是为了神。
It seems that you are actually asking for the grace of God.
其实是为了自己。
But then you are asking, you are actually asking for your own favor.
这个是第一个最大的错误。
This is the first error that we will ever make.
人以为可以骗得过人，也可以骗得过神。
And men always think that they can deceive men as well as God.
其实神，你没有办法骗他。
As a matter of fact, there's no way that you can deceive God.
我们今天坐在这里。
Today we sit here.
你头脑里面连还有在思想了，还没有讲出来这句话，神都知道。
Even things that you have not even thought about, God already knew.
最里面的思想。
And God knows the deepest thoughts that that is in you.
所以我们来看约伯记。
So let's turn to the book of Job.
约伯记的第十一章。
Job chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13.
约伯记十一章十三节。
Job Chapter 11, verse 13.
你若彰心安正，又向主举手。十一章十三节，这里说，如果你将你的心在神面前安正。
So over here it says that if we were to be rightful before the Lord.
然后才可以向主举手啊。
So then we can raise our hand towards the Lord.
神才会听你的祷告。
And the Lord will listen to our prayer.
所以我们要。这样子的从动机的纯正来开始。
Therefore, we have to be right in our motives.
巴兰很会讲。
And Balaam knows how to talk.
但是呢，他动机不纯。
But then his motive was not right.
这是他第一个错误。
This is the first mistake.
那第二个错误是什么呢
？And what is the second mistake?
我们再看回来民数记的二十二章。
So let's turn back to Numbers chapter 22.
二十二章的二十节。
Numbers chapter 22.
二十节。
Verse 20.
当夜，神临到巴兰那里，说：“这些人若来召你，你就起来同他们去吧。你只要遵行我对你所说的话。”这里神就跟巴兰说了：“那你就去吧。”
Over here, verse 20, and God came to Balaam at night and said to him, "If the men come to call you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you.That you shall do.
结果巴兰就很高兴了，他觉得神真的改变了，哇！问一问，等一等啊，就有不同的看法了。
And he thought that for him to have waited around, God indeed has changed his mind.
为什么神会这样讲
？So why did God say this?
是不是神真的有改变
？Did God actually change?
不是。
No.
本来到现在，神也不想他去的。
Even till this point, God did not want him to go.
但是神知道巴兰这个人，他心里面实在太想去了。
But God knew better that Balaam wanted to go so badly.
甚至他心里面已经决定要去了。
Even though he knew that he decided to go anyway.
神就任凭他。
So God let him go.
啊，去啊，你去，但是我要遵行我所对你所说的话。
You know, you just go, but you have to keep my word.
其实有时候我们要听懂人家讲的话啊。
Sometimes we need to understand what others are trying to say to us.
譬如说我们做弟兄的，你要会听懂你太太讲的话。
Take for instance, as brothers, you must know how to read your wife's words.
你问你太太说可不可以去啊？
And you were asking your wife whether you can go to a certain place.
我的太太说好啊，去啊，去啊，去啊，很好。
And your wife may say that, well,
昨天就告诉你去了吗？你不用再问啊。
And you know, I've told you to go yesterday. You know what? It's fine. Please go.
好了，你问你太太，我可不可以去啊
？And then you ask your wife again, can I go?
你昨天就问过了，这样还问？不行啊，昨天就说不行啊。
You know, you have already asked yesterday, and I said no.
那过了几个钟再问，那可不可以去
？And after a few hours, then you ask again.
你去啊，你给我去啊，你去看。
And your wife may be a bit angry and said, "Why don't you just go?"
所以这个你可以去啊，你去看，这代表什么意思？是去还是不去
？And so if she were to ask you to go with anger, then whether you're saying that she's saying yes or no.
所以你有时候了解，不要只听那句话，你要听那个背景还有前后。
And sometimes you have to understand the whole. Meaning behind it.
结果呢，巴兰一去了，神就生气了。
So when Balaam actually went, and the Lord God was angry.
二十一节。
Over at verse 21.
我们就看到可以看到巴兰了。如果你把它画出来，或者是把它演出来，巴兰这个时候，哇，把全身最好的衣服啦，很精神啊，要出门啊，有哇，今天发财了，今天要去发财了。
And if you look at, if you could visualize Balaam at this point of time. That he probably is dressing up so well himself and getting so prepared for this trip.
21节，一早就起来了，闭上驴啊，要跟摩押的士臣一起去了。
So over at verse 21, it says, "So Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab."
22节
，verse 22,
神因他去就发了怒了。
It says here, "Then God's anger was aroused because he went."
他真的呆呆的就去了，他以为真的可以去。
And he thought that he could actually go.
他以为神真的会，他以为神真的会改变。
And he thought that God will change.
他以为神会矛盾他自己。
And he thought that God will conflict himself.
他以为等一个晚上，神就会完全改变他的想法。
He thought that for waiting an entire evening, the Lord God will change.
他以为神真的容许他咒诅蒙福的百姓。
He thought that God will allow him to curse his blessed people.
神生气了。
God was angry.
到底神生气什么？
So why was God angry?
这个人为什么那么顽固啊？
And God was angry at the fact that why is this person so stubborn?
为什么他那么笨啊？
Why was he so stupid?
为什么他不听我的话？
Why did he not listen to my word?
为什么他真的以为我说他可以去啊？
Why did he actually think that I asked him to go?
就像我刚刚讲那个例子，你去啊，你去看啊，结果他真的去啊。你说我可以去啊，我去了。
And just like the example that was telling you, the wife may say that, "Well, go, just go."
神就生气了。
Actually, you cannot go.
但是呢，第二个错误是什么？
And what is the second error?
神生气了，神不想他去了，他却不知道。
So when God was angry about the fact that he went, he did not know everything.
第一个错误是他根本就不应该去。
And the second error is that he shouldn't have gone in the first place.
他动机完全错。
And his motive was totally wrong.
他是看中那个钱。
Because he emphasized so much on the money.
这是第一个错误。
That was the first error.
第二个错误更糟糕。
And the second error was worse.
神都生气了，你还不知道。
And when God was angry, he did not know.
那神怎么让他知道他生气呢？
So how did God let him know that God was angry?
神让一些很特别的事情发生了。
So God allowed many strange things to have happened.
这里二十二节说，神的使者在路上就抵挡他了。
So over here, at verse 22, it says the angel of the Lord took his stand in the way.
他骑着驴，有两个仆人来跟随他。
So then he was riding on his donkey together with his servant.
23节
At verse 23.
这个驴的眼睛被打开了，看到耶和华的使者站在路上，手中有拔出来的刀。
Now the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his strong sword in his hand.
哦，一般情况，灵界的事实啊，肉眼看不见。
In normal circumstances, we cannot see things in the spiritual realm.
譬如说，我们在教堂在敬拜神，神在这里，你看得见吗？ 肉眼看不见。
Take for instance, if we are worshiping God in this chapel, we cannot see God with our bare eyes.
如果你看得见，你就不敢打开双眼吗？
And if you actually see God in the chapel, you will never be able to fall asleep.
如果你看得见，就不敢玩手机啊。
And if you were able to see God, you would dare not to play with your phone.
不敢在后面走来走去啊。
And you dare not to just walk around in the chapel.
有时候我们认为看不见，所以会以为他不存在。
The fact that we are not able to see God, we more than often will do things that just not right.
这个驴子的眼睛打开了。
So now the eyes of this donkey was open.
看到神的使者拿着刀啊。
And he saw that the angels of the Lord has those sword drawn.
弟兄姐妹，如果你今天神打开了眼睛啊，看到天使啊，两个翅膀很亮的啊，跟你笑笑的，你应该挺高兴的。
And today, if there were angel in front of you, smiling at you, you should be happy.
啊，如果他问你想求什么啊，我帮你跟主耶稣讲一讲。
And if he were to ask you, do you have anything to ask of God? I will tell him.
但如果天使拿着刀，那你要小心了。
But then if you see that this angel was holding the sword, then you must be careful.
这个驴子都往旁边避了。So
this donkey tried to avoid it.
哇，然后一避的时候又压到他的腿。So
as he was trying to avoid this angel, then he struck the foot of Balaam.
好了，那个天使又往那边躲，那个驴子又往旁边躲。So
then the angel was trying to block this donkey. The donkey tried to shun away again.
我们看24节。Over
verse 24.
耶和华的使者就站在葡萄园的窄路上，这边有墙，那边也有墙。Then
the angel of the Lord stood in the narrow path between the vineyards, with a wall on his side and a wall on that side.
25节，驴看见耶和华的使者就贴墙。 贴靠墙，将巴兰的脚挤伤了。巴兰又打驴。So
verse 25, and when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pushed herself against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck her again.
耶和华的使者又往前站去，站在狭窄之处，左右都没有转折的地方了。So
then the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left.
这里告诉我们什么?
So what is this trying to tell us here?
你怎么知道神对你生气呢?
How do you know that the Lord is angry over you?
你可以想想,
Think about this.
你在做事情的时候,
While you were doing this thing,
你的路是不是常常被堵住了?
Is your road or your path ahead is often impeded?
当然，如果你偶然不顺利，哎，结果祷告一下，哎，就打开了，这个就变很顺了。哦，感谢主，这个不是你自己的问题，是考验你一下而已。
Of course, occasionally you will find some obstacles along the way. Perhaps when you pray about it, it will be removed.
但是如果你发觉这个也不顺，那你改一改，啊，这个也不顺，再改一改，这个也不顺，挡住。
But then if you always find that you have been blocked either on the right side or the left side,
还有你发觉哦，当你祷告也没有用的时候,
and then also when you find that when you pray about it, nothing was useful.
当你发觉所有的路都越来越少了，到最后连往前面进的地方都没有了，窄的地方都堵住了。
And you find that your path ahead is getting so narrow that you cannot even walk ahead.
左右都没有路了。
And there was no way that you can travel to the right or left.
其实这个驴子是神的怜悯。
You know, this donkey is the mercy of God.
如果不是神怜悯巴兰,
if it's not because of mercy of God over Balaam,
如果驴子看不见这个天使,
if donkey could not see this angel,
直接往前面走, 就被天使砍死了。
And if the donkey were to go and walk ahead, it could have been killed by the angel.
神让驴子看见。
So then the Lord God allowed the donkey to see.
这个驴子是什么?
So what is this donkey symbolizes?
这个驴子可以代表你身边你看不起的人，你看不起的一些事件，你觉得不可能的，结果他却看见了。
And this donkey symbolizes the people that you look down upon, the things that you've taken lightly upon.
有时候别人都看见了，就是剩我们自己一个看不见我们的问题。
At times you find that there are certain problems that it is only you yourself cannot see it, but people around you can always see it very clearly.
所以巴兰的第二个问题是什么？
So what is the second error of Balaam?
神在生气，他不知道。
And he did not know the fact that God was angry.
他缺少一个反省自己的能力。
He was lacking this ability of examining himself.
结果他还生谁的气呢?
And you know what? Who did he get angry with? He was so angry over this donkey.
到27节,拿起杖来做那个驴子。
So that over at verse 27, that he took this staff and struck this donkey again.
And
you know that this donkey was so pitiful.
背着你那么重, 现在又没有路走, 左挤右挤, 这是为了救你, 这个还被你打。
And you were so heavy for me to carry, and then as I walk, and you have to pick me up.
啊, 还好了神呢, 就让驴子说话了。
And then this time around, the Lord has allowed the donkey to talk.
28节,驴子都讲话了,神让驴子讲话了。And
then this is amazing. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey.
全世界最有名的驴子,唯一一只会讲话,会讲人话的驴子。
This is the most famous donkey in the world where he speaks to man.
总共有两只驴子,全人类有两只驴子最有名。
There were two donkeys who were the most famous in this world. And one of which is this talking donkey. And the second donkey was the donkey that has been ridden by the Lord Jesus. So because this donkey talked, therefore he was very, very famous. And he said, what have I done to you that you have struck me?
巴兰也很不客气啊,29节。
And then Balaam was also angry. Then he said,
我打你, 我还想杀你, 有刀的话我把你砍掉了。
You know that because you have abused me, I wish there was a sword in my hands, so now I will kill you.
驴子都反问他了, 你养我那么多年, 我有这样子吗?
Then the donkey questioned him, am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours?
这个告诉我们什么?
So what is this telling us?
巴兰他没有检讨自己。
Balaam did not examine himself.
他做了神不喜悦的事情, 他还不知道。
And he did not know that he had committed something against God.
结果他把他的怒气转嫁在驴子身上。
So he had directed his anger towards this donkey.
弟兄姐妹, 这个有可能是我们的错误。
So brothers and sisters, this may well be our own mistake.
当我们的路走得不顺的时候。
As we are not really smooth on our way going forward, maybe the Lord God is not happy about the way that you are traveling. But sometimes as men, we often try to use our own method.
这个方法不行,
if I don't do this, this is not happening, then I do the other one.
这个方便方向不可以,
if I find some difficulty on this direction, then I turn it around and just go the other direction.
当你远离神的方向的时候,
as you go afar
你,
from the Lord,
你在做什么调整啊,
any adjustments that you do is just useless.
因为你大方向错了。
Because the objective and also the perspective
神,
is wrong.
神要的是你这个方向,
if God wants you to travel this way, then you are traveling, traveling the other way.
你还被人调来调去也是错。
Doesn't matter how you adjust about it, it will still be wrong.
所以巴兰的第二个错误啊，也许是我们的错误。
The second error of Balaam perhaps may be ours.
缺乏自己反省的能力。
It is the lacking of the ability to self-examine.
把自己的脾气转嫁在可怜的身边的人身上。
And then we direct our anger towards the people around us.
这个可能会是我们自己。
This could well be ourselves.
直到驴子。 讲完话了,
so then, after the donkey has spoken, and the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam.
那神再跟他讲,
so then the Lord told him,
32节,
over verse 32,
耶和华的使者对他说, 你为何这三次打理的驴呢? 你, 我出来抵挡你, 因你所行的在我眼前偏僻。
And the angel of the Lord said to him, why have you struck your donkey these three times, because behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse before me. And God directly told him about his error. Your heart was not right. Doesn't matter how well you speak. Doesn't matter how you beat up your donkey. So this is the point where Balaam has been awakened.
他知道原来神不喜欢他去。
He know that now he know that God was displeased about him going there.
既然都去了一半了,
But then, since he has already traveled halfway,
神就说, 你就去, 等一下要讲什么, 你就照我自己来讲。
Since you're already here, you will still go, but you will speak of the words that I want you to say.
所以巴兰没有咒诅百姓,
so not only Balaam did not curse the chosen people of God, instead he blessed them.
那故事如果这样结束就好了。
So you know, if the story were to end this way, it would be great.
但是巴兰还有第三个错误。
But then there was a third error that Balaam made.
他就是死不悔改。
And for till death, he would never repent.
神不给我咒诅百姓吗？
You know, the Lord God did not allow me to curse these people.
但是他知道神没有办法阻止他发财。
But then the Lord, then Balaam thought to himself that, well, you know what, Lord have no way of stopping me from getting rich.
他不能咒诅他，不代表他没有别的方法。
If I cannot curse these people, it doesn't mean that I don't have any other way to do it.
所以后来巴兰就向巴勒献一个非常的恶毒的计谋。
So then Balaam came up with this really wicked idea for King Balak.
我们看民数记的31章。
So please turn to Numbers chapter 31.
16节,
verse 16.
31章16节,
chapter 31, verse 16. Look, these women caused the children of Israel, though the council of Balaam, to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord.
哦，原来啊，巴兰啊，他心里面非常的邪恶邪僻。
In fact, the heart of Balaam was so wicked.
他告诉摩押人,
so he told the Moabites,
要咒诅以色列百姓, 不用直接的,
you know, for me to curse the Israelites, we don't have to do it directly.
神也不给我去, 我讲了也没有用。
And Lord God did not allow me to go, doesn't matter how I persuade him.
我告诉你们一个方法,
and you know, there's one way that you can get around it.
派这些摩押的女子进去以色列百姓的营里面。
So look, send all these women into the children of Israel.
引诱他们犯罪。
So seduce them to sin.
犯奸淫。
So that they will commit adultery.
吃拜偶像的物。
So they will eat food that is offered to idol.
这样啊, 神就会咒诅他们了。
You know what? The Lord God will get angry and curse them.
结果摩押人真的用这个计谋。
So Moabite actually used what he has recommended.
那以色列百姓呢，真的就这样就犯了罪啊。
So Israelites actually committed sin according to what they have planned.
就被神击打。
So then they have been struck by the Lord.
死了21,000人。
So there was 24,000 people died.
所以这个巴兰的错误啊，他是死不悔改。
So Balaam, his error was that till death he never repented.
他应该回去说：“哎呀，我那么贪财，我一个不对，我要悔改，做一个真的先知，不要再这样子。”
And he should have returned and then re-examined himself for all the errors that he has made, and he must repent and try to be a good person.
但是有一些人呢，他心就硬起来了。But
there's some people who are just so hard in their heart.
你把我的错误挑出来，我就死不改，我偏偏要跟你作对。
You know, if you pick on my shortcomings, you know what? I'll never change. Instead, I'll just be stronger over that.
这种人是最可怜的。
And this kind of person is the most pitiful of all.
死不回头。
And a person till death will never repent.
跟神作对。
And they will go against God.
这种人到最后的下场是什么？
So what's the consequence of this kind of people?
我们看民数记31章的第8节。
So let's turn to Numbers chapter 31, verse 8.
31章的第8节。
So chapter 31, verse 8.
在所杀的人中杀了米甸的武王，就是以莫利金、朔尔、户儿、利巴，又用刀杀了比尔的儿子巴兰。
So they killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian, Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed with the sword.
后来在打仗的时候，以色列百姓拿了这些城了，也把巴兰杀了。So
after Israelites has defeated them and won over the cities, at the same time they killed Balaam.
一个开始跟神有那么多沟通的人。A
person, to begin with, has so much authority over communication with God.
那个可以称为先知的人。And
a person who has been regarded as a prophet.
但是到最后那么狂妄。
And eventually he has become so arrogant and proud.
一开始是什么呢?
So what was at the beginning?
一点点, 那个心不纯而已哦,
it was a little impurity in the heart.
偏离了,
and it has gone astray.
越偏就越多,
and the more you have gone astray, the more you will deteriorate.
也许我们今天喜欢的不是钱,
maybe today money is not the things that we like.
但是总有一些东西会让我们的心偏的,
but there got to be something that always derailing you.
我们要问神,
then we have to ask God.
神啊, 我的心有没有偏呢?
You know, God, if my heart has already gone astray,
我的爱, 我对你有没有偏呢?
It's my love that has already gone astray.
我对我的家人的心有没有偏呢?
It's my heart towards my family has already gone astray.
我对我的信仰, 我对你有没有偏呢?
Has my faith and also myself has gone astray.
所以如果你看到一个 error, 一个错误的时候,
and if you find an error in yourself,
不要拼命打那个电脑,
and you should not just keep on spanking the computer.
不要拼命骂,
you must not get angry over the computer.
想想这个错误是不是出在里面,
and think about this error. Is it coming right out from deep inside yourself?
来唱诗,
let's sing him.
470.
Number 470.